Welcome back to Hoofbeats with Lori. We're rekindling America's love affair with the horse one Saturday at a time. I'm Lori Richliano, your host, along with my co-host and husband, Victor Richliano. If you enjoy all things equine, you know this is most definitely the place to be.
So, Lori, do you think after having a whole radio show about spring that it's going to get here any faster?
I certainly hope so.
I hope so. I am so tired of being cold.
Well, you know, that's I understand. I can feel your angst. I can feel your angst. But remember, now is the time to plan. So let's just keep a nice positive, warm thought about that.
Positive, warm thought.
Yeah, that's what it is. And now, the same thing we're talking about, positive and thinking forward. It's also, we've kind of talked a little bit about this, but remember, rule books. Rule books.
Oh, yeah. I saw that you got your
the 4-H?
New 4-H judges book bound because you're getting ready to go to judges school.
Yes. For the 4-H, I'm going to be making application this year. And so I want to be familiar with that. And also, this is something that every person who competes in whatever division, if you're in USEF or if you're 4-H or whatever, now's the time of year also, be familiar with your rule book because that's what you're going to be competing against. You want to know when you go in that class that you're going to be doing the best you possibly can.
Right. And most of the organizations, whether it's 4-H, USEF, American Quarter Horse and stuff like that, they have their conventions and their rules meetings towards the end of the year, mm-hmm. in the fall. And they go and they hammer all those things out and they put them in place and they start at different points during the new year.
And usually most of it starts January 1st. So They are in some of the warmer part of the countries. They're already going forward with this, like Scottsdale, Arizona had their Scottsdale Raven Horse Show with some new rules.
Right.
And that's already gone into play. And now's the time. Be familiar. Make sure you're going to have the upper hand if you know exactly what the qualifications of the class are.
Right. And you want to make sure that you're up to date on all the rules and any changes and anything, any equipment that may be now allowed or equipment that you used to use that's not allowed anymore.
Yes. It's best to be prepared.
Right. To get prepared for those things. And, you know, also too, Lori, we're coming up into fair season.
Oh, yeah.
That's pie season.
That's pie season.
That's pie season for me.
For you, it's pie season.
Yes.
But for 4-H'ers, that means that we need to start thinking about which horse we are going to designate.
Right. And getting the coggins done on those horses because they got to be filed in. All that stuff is coming up really quickly on us.
Comes up a lot quicker than you think it is.
Yeah, we think we got a lot of time for it. And you know why we're sitting here on the air? I want to let anybody listening that's running any county fairs anywhere within driving distance, if you need a judge for those pie contests.
Really?
They can email you where?
Lori@hoofbeatswithlori.com.
And let you know that Victor needs to come judge those pie contests.
That's a shameless plug.
Yes, it is. But I need pie.
Oh, my goodness.
It's been forever since I've had pie.
My poor
pie. And not forever your horse.
Oh, okay.
She gets more sugar than I get pie.
Ah, that's true. So. But no, it's definitely ignore the pie guy. But
no, don't do that. Yeah. Bring me pie.
Ignore the pie guy. But be prepared. And remember, this is, you know, the time of the year we always push our 4-H'ers because they're very big part of our foundation, a big part of our life.
Oh,
so
yes.
That's why I'm saying think about which horses you're going to use. Those are the ones that are going to need to get designated coggins and what divisions you're going to do. So learn your rules.
And get those done. And it comes back to some of the things we talked about earlier segments of getting your calendar planned out. Figure out which shows you're going to go to. How are you going to get there? Does your horse get in the trailer? Sounds like a listener question to me.
It does. And the other thing that sounds like it, have you checked over your trailer? Is it still covered in snow?
Yes. As soon as that trailer's not covered with snow anymore. I notice ours still has quite a bit on it.
Yeah, so I think it's time to get that off.
Yeah, once that snow gets on there, make sure that you're checking those trailers to make sure that they're ready to go.
Safe.
Make sure that they're safe. Well, you know what, that, Lori? I'm going to go see how much snow's left on that trailer. Maybe I can crawl underneath it and check it to make sure that it's doing good. So I'm out of here.
Sounds great. Happy trails.